pasuk that it says in Megillat Eicha. It says, "Sakaisa mi'anan lach mi'avar tula." One of the things that Yirmiyahu laments is that a Jew can always count on davening time of need. And he thought that he had an avenue to perhaps save the Churban Bayis. After all, tefillah is tefillah. And then he saw that even the avenues of tefillah were shut off. This is part of the kinos that he says, "Sakaisa mi'anan be'anan lach mi'avor tefillah." That on Tisha B'Av there's a bechina, there's a certain idea that tefillahs are not niskabel on Tisha B'Av. And the truth is that everything which takes place during the 3 weeks, and especially during the 9 days, is all the ha'ara of what occurs on Tisha B'Av every year. So even during these 3 weeks, there's a certain degree of Sakaisa be'anam lach mi'avor tefillah. That tefillah, in a certain sense, takes a hit. So we have to ask ourselves the following question, being that as it is, so why don't we just take a break? We'll just call off davening for a few weeks. You know, we could use the break, we daven 3 times a day, l'chara. Gets a little repetitive, we should deserve a hischatchis in tefillah perhaps. I'd like to discuss this question, which will lead us into a discussion about tefillah bechlau, especially during these days, and to touch upon another aspect of tefillah, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem. The first answer to this question is that just because the gates of tefillah are closed and tefillahs are not being miskabel, doesn't mean you stop doing what you're doing. This is a very big klal in Avodas Hashem, b'chlal. It's that you do what you gotta do and Hashem will do what he's gotta do. Now the Gemara says that Chizkiyah was afraid of having a child because he knew Menashe would come from him. And the Navi says to him, "B'hadi kashna d'rachman alam alach." Like, what are you getting involved in the secrets of creation? What's gonna happen to those tefillahs when they go up? Will they make their way up? Will they not make their way up? You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. The rest Hashem will take care of. So whether you know that the gates are closed or not, it's not relevant for what's my chiyuv, my responsibility, my mitzvah right now. My mitzvah is to daven. What will happen with those two, this will happen. That's a very big klal in Avodas Hashem. Because many times we feel like we're in the mood, we're not in the mood, we go through high points and then the low points. And sometimes it could be a struggle to get out of bed, or to daven, or to learn, or to do chesed, day after day, whatever it may be. A person has to see himself as an avid, that he does what he's supposed to do. Does what he's supposed to do, and Hashem will take care of the rest. In fact, when a person has that attitude and he does what he's supposed to do, like many things in Avodas Hashem, a person is able to open up a higher shar than what he would have had normally. The Medrash says, the Medrash Tehillim, Kapitel Dalet, it says that tefillah, it says the gates of tefillah are lefamim niftachim and lefamim nalim. Sometimes they're open, sometimes they're not. But the shari rachamim la'olam einan ninalim. But the gates of rachamim are never closed, as it says, b'chol kareinu elav. But a person comes to shul, he opens up a siddur, and he prepares his heart to daven to Hashem, and he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Listen, I know the gates are closed. I'm going to daven to you anyways because this is what you want." And by doing so, he's able to be mamshech upon himself a higher place than the place of tefillah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks down with him with such compassion, and he says, "You're right. My kinder, you know what? The gates of tefillah are closed, and Hashem cries with us that the gates are closed." But by doing so, it evokes such a rachmanis that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has. We find many times, like it says by Noach, it says that Noach was only a tzaddik b'dayr, but even still, Noach was matzachin b'enei Hashem because he was the only one. He was the only one in his door. because he was a gibor and he tried, he was able to be mamshech this idea of rachum chanun from a place which comes from a higher place than tefillah. And it could be one of the reasons why Noach wasn't mispalo just to be melamed chus is because he felt that he had opened a higher shahr called the shahr rachum. So many times, if a person does what he's supposed to do, even though he knows that the gates are closed, he can be ma'ir a higher place than it was before. A place where the gates are always open. But just from another avenue, just because a tefillah is not answered today doesn't mean it's not going to be answered at a different time. So Chazal says that there are some tefillahs which are answered in one day, some which take a year, some which take 70 years, some which take 1,000 years. But there's a klal in Avodas Hashem that every tefillah goes to a good place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his oitzreis where he puts things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes these tefillahs and he waits and waits to answer these tefillahs. And the Chassam Sefer and other tzaddikim say that Yom Kippur is the time of year that all the tefillahs during the year which were nidche, they all have an aliyah on Yom Kippur. That's one of the reasons why the Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is the greatest day of Simcha throughout the entire year. It's not just like one day of the year where you have, you know, tens of thousands of tefillahs and words and millions and billions and trillions. You can imagine all of the tefillahs throughout the entire year which were nidcha, they all go up in Yom Kippur. You can imagine the Simcha and Shemayim which takes place. The all the nidchi ha-tefillahs, all the tefillahs which were nidcha, that they go up on the day of Yom Kippur. And really the whole Simcha of Sukkot is a response to all the fact to the fact that all the tefillahs which were nidcha now niskavel, that's the great simcha of Sukkot. That in a certain sense, this sakaisa bi'anan mi'avor tefillah, which was the sukkah which prevented tefillahs from going up, now becomes the sukkah which we rejoice in on during the times of Sukkot. That the sakaisa bi'anan, the zanani ha'kavod, are created from the sakaisa bi'anan mi'avor tefillah, which was there. So meaning, gufu from the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu was madche, and he pushed away all the tefillahs with the sakaisa bi'anan, becomes the place where which we dance in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and Sukkos. So nothing is ever pushed away. The tefillahs which we daven now are investments. If a person is Raya Sanayda a little bit and he sees that in the distance there's going to be Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and a Sukkos, the Simcha which takes place then, like we said last night, that the 22 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres is Gufa, Atikon, and the Mahav Pecha which takes place during this time of these 22 days, beginning with Shavuot and Tammuz, ending in Tisha B'Av. I heard a story once from my Rebbe. I forget who the tzaddik was, I'll have to refresh that. He said there was once a chassid who was davening way past his man tefillah. A certain misnagid was walking by and he tapped him on the shoulder and he said to him, you know, disgruntledly, and he said to him, "Don't you know that the tefillahs are not niskabel after davening, after the time of tefillah?" So my Rebbe said, and it's true, this is a very chassidish of art. It's a little bit sharp, you have to know what it means exactly. So the chassid said back, "Who says I'm davening so my tefillah should be niskavo?" The pshana that mayis is like we said before. That you do what you gotta do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he needs to do. Listen, it's not me asking why he's davening much later. But I'm doing what I need to do right now. And that's davening at this time. Now whether the tefillahs will be niskabel or not, that's Hashem's geshef. Now there's an oimik pnimi to this. And this just sheds light on a new facet of tefillah. Albeit as it may, it doesn't pertain so much to Tisha B'Av because even this avenue is closed, as hopefully we'll remember to mention. But just like in everything that there is in life, there's a highway and then there's a low way. Tefillah is called a derech. Just like you sometimes when you have to go to a place which is nearby, you take the, you know, the side streets. But if you have to go very far, so you take the highway. And when you cruise on the highway, there's no traffic, hopefully. And there's no lights slowing you down. It's the highway. When it comes to tefillah, there's the low way and then there's the highway. And the tzaddikim, they know how to get on the highway of tefillah. There's a certain gilui in tefillah, which is that although normally the conventional concept of tefillah is that I daven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, and therefore my tefillah needs to go up, and how it gets up It gets up eventually. There's a highway in Tefillah, which the Tzaddikim speak about, which is the idea of sort of like HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens within my mouth. That it's really not me who's davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's davening. You can call it Shechina Medaber Mitoch Grono, you can call it different things. But Be'emes, when we say every single time, we're about to say Shemana Esri, we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach of Yagita Lasacha, I'm not just asking that Hashem should open up my mouth, we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up my mouth, and you should speak your own tefillos. That a person, in a sense, gives over the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I don't know how to daven to you. You daven. Because we know the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos, Minayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispala, Hashem davens. And a person who's a tzaddik that he knows the Darchei HaTefillah, the tzaddik is able to be ma'orer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should daven within him. And in fact, it's very interesting, the Ari HaKadosh, there's a certain kavanah the Ari has by Shira Chadash Hashim Chugilim Shim Chagadol Asfas Hayam, that the Ari says they have to be mechavin a certain shemos which correspond to what's called Reimach, which goes back to the Ramach words in Shema. But then he says you have to add on the koilim to these names and you have to create the shem which is Gematria Garon. And the implication of this shem which is called Garon that the Ari speaks about immediately before we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is the idea that what we've done is that we've allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill our groinos, to enter into our mouths and to be able to speak these tefillos. This is the whole idea of how we mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf before Shemona Esrei. This idea of the Ruach Kadim of Hashem, which goes and cuts through the Yam, is the idea that the Ruach of Hashem, that the words of Hashem, that His Spirit, that the life, the breath of Hashem, is able to cut through and to make new drachim and tefillah. And we say Shira Chadash Shibchul Gerulim, which is the Shira that Klai Yisrael sing at the Yam, that was certainly an inyan of Oz Yashir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medaber Mitoch Groino. And that's being that that's Tefillah in its source, in its root, where Mazkir, this idea of the Shira of the Yam immediately before Shemona Esrei, in order to awaken this idea of what's called this Shira of Tefillah, which is the Shechina Medaber Mitoch Groino. The ma'ala of davening like this is that conventional tefillah is that I need to daven and need to go up and Hashem has to accept it. But over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who is accepting, is the one who is davening. There's no need for tefillahs to go up. There's no need for tefillahs to be accepted. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one being misfaddled, immediately the tefillahs are accepted. And Be'emes, this is the school of every single tainus, which we say Terem ani medaber ani eshma. What's the lashon? We say in aneinu. We say a lashon that is as soon as I say the words, I'm already answered. Oyitim medaber ani eshma. There's a school on every single tainus. Tainus is a lashon manias tefilos. That by fasting and a person having a pi gvura, that he has a mouth of gvura, he's paseach that the piya gvura shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu should daven from his mouth. And on every single tainus, the tefillah is niskabel immediately upon request. And that's why we bring down the Gimel Rachamim, we say it every single time. Because this is connected to the Gimel Midas of Rachamim. It's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber mitoch grono. And that's the school of every single tainus. This is all true except for Tisha B'Av. Because the idea of Sakaisa Mi'anan Lach Mi'avar Tefillah means that not only are the avenues blocked off, Mi'avar Tefillah, and Tefillah is going up, but even Yirmiyahu, who we said last night, is a Nita to Moshe, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the Koyach to be Mispalu like this, with the Shechina Medaber Mitoch Groino, that too is sealed off. And so therefore, whether it's the low way or the high way, on Tisha B'Av, Tefillah and Aniskabel in either way. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he tried to go into Eretz Yisrael, the inability of Moshe to not go into Eretz Yisrael and to build a Beis HaMikdash is a bechin of Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av, we lose Eretz Yisrael, we lose the Beis HaMikdash. And here in Parshas Vayeschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davens 515 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael and to build a Beis HaMikdash, and it's completely closed off. It's a bechin of Tisha B'Av. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ebrana, Ebranah means allow my tefillahs to go up. Be'avarat, this tefillah should go up. And Hashem says, no, there's no tefillahs which are going to go up, Moshe Rabbeinu. You cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. It's a bechin of Tisha B'Av for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason why that is, as we know, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was chayted by Mei Meriva. Mei Meriva, Chazal say, that because he didn't speak to the rock and he hit the rock, so he wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Mefarshim ask, wait, isn't this a stira to that which Chazal say? That we find other places that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. When he said, Lama Hari Osa Lama Zeh, why have you done wrong to these people? Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, you refer to me as a ra? Hashem says to Moshe, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua will see, but you won't see. So it's a stira. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed into Eretz Yisrael because of Lama Hari Osa, how was it Nigzer again that because of Idibatim El Asela, because he didn't speak to the rock, he wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael? So one way to say it is that it was like a chaysam b'say chaysam. Like it was a double seal, which literally did not allow the Moshe. But the Eimek HaDvarim is like this, that when Moshe said Lama Hari Osa, and he was praying his peh kivyachol, so I meant to say that the conventional tefillah wouldn't work, but there would still be an eitz of shechina medamer mitach goynei, that if he would daven like that, he would be allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. But because v'dibartem al ha-sela, that Hashem said, speak to the sela, and he was supposed to speak to the sela ba'if in shechina medamer mitach goynei, and he violated that, meaning the shechina was in his mouth, and he said, shimunah ha-mayrim, or whatever the chait was of Mimiriva, that he was praying in the dibur at that time, he was paying him in the Shechina Kedosha, so even that avenue of Shechina Medamer Mitach Goynei was closed off. So therefore, the real reason why he wasn't allowed to go in was because of Lama Hari Oisa. But the Eitzah to be able to go in by davening on a higher level of Shechina Medamer Mitach Goynei, that too is now sealed. So Kais Mi'anach Mi'bar Tefillah, Moshe cannot come into Eretz Yisrael. There's no way to get in. And that's why Hashem, he tells Moshe, Al Hashem Merisim Espi, that you made a tmura to my mouth. Hashem says, you violated my mouth, not your mouth. Allah Shemarisim SP means, not just that you violated my commandment, it means that my mouth was in yours. And you were poigim in that mouth of mine. If that's the case, Hashem's not saying, now I'm upset at you, forget about it. He was saying, the eighth of which I was giving you now to go in, you just violated it. If there's no Shechina Medamer Mitach Goynei, how are you going to go in? But again, that eitzah on Tisha B'Av is not an eitzah b'chlal. And so therefore, Tisha B'Av is a day of Sakaisa Mi'anan Lach Mi'avar Tefillah. But B'chaz L'Gadol, there is still an avenue of Tefillah, which is not only open to us on Tisha B'Av, but in a certain sense, it's relevant and the derech of Tefillah to be mispalel on Tisha B'Av. We spend most of the time on Tisha B'Av not davening, but saying kinos. Kina, of course, is a form of tefillah. We have a hard time understanding exactly what kinos are. We sit on the floor and we say tefillahs, which are kind of like tefillahs, and we really don't understand what they mean. And Pinchas Karitzer, he opens up a mahalach, which I think is very practical for us in terms of what kinos really is. And he puts it into perspective, and hopefully, in his chos, we should be able to appreciate and to utilize. If Lavalini were, we have a Tisha B'Av like we found in all these years, this coming Tisha B'Av. So he writes in Siman Shin Pei Aleph in his Tirez on Tisha B'Av, he writes, Im yechse la'adam eiz adavar, if a person is lacking something, Eis Toivhu, it's a very fortunate time, L'hispalut l'vakish mesham yisparach hazeh, it's a very good time to ask Hashem for these things, B'Tisha B'Av. When you're sitting on the ground. What about the Sakayas Melan Lach B'Avar Tefillah? But the Oimek HaDvarim is that first of all, when you're sitting on the ground, the Shechina is on the ground on Tisha B'Av, and you're very close to the Shechina. That's what it means to be Mesabel. In a certain sense, where Pinchas is being mechab is that you don't need tefillahs to go up today. You need tefillahs to go down today. But if you could place yourself close to the ground, because it's a day of katnus, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not sitting on high today. He's in the very low places. He's being misabel with Chal Yisrael. If you daher that, then your mind is not focused on elevating my tefillas to go up. That how low can I go to be together with the Shechina? That's where the tefillas are being nanit today. Zakta Pinchas Kar said, this is the Netzah. But what he's telling us about Kinas Bechlau, and his Lashon is Meira on this, is that the real Nekuda of Kinas is what we call Hisbodidus. We're familiar with the word Hisbodidus, the way Rav Nachman puts it. Hisbodidus was always an Eitzah of Tzadikim, by the way, even before Rav Nachman. He wasn't Mechadish Hisbodidus. Hisbodidus, that he was Mechadish, as we'll get to, Mitzvah Hashem. But Hisbodidus means that a person sits with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and either he thinks, he was Mechadish Shepederech Tzvila, and saying words to Hashem in your Shprach, in your Lashon. But the Indian of Hisbodidus means just to sit silently. And in fact, even Yirmiyahu in Megillas Eicha makes mention of this. He says, Yeshesh Badam V'yidoyim, Ki Natal Alav. But because the day is weighing on you, the Avodah is Yeshesh Badad V'yidoyim. He's giving you a Mahalach. He's giving us a Mahalach in how one approaches the aspect of Tefillah on the day of Tisha B'Av. I mean, the reason why this is such a special Eitzah, and it pertains particularly to Tisha B'Av, is because tefillah is something which we do with what's called gadlus hamaychin. Like a person, he davens, you know, tzaddikim spend many times, much time preparing for davening. The reason why the tzaddikim who daven very late, even after tefillah, and especially those who don't, is because they were making chachanas, we don't know what it means to daven. We probably don't know what it means to daven. It means hispashtes aguf. We don't even know what hispashtes aguf. This is how they daven. And we speak about the olamos in tefillah. Right? We mention the olamos. They went through the olamos. Like if you were to tap a tzaddik while he's davening, you'd take him out of a trance. It's like sakanas nefashos to do that. And how careful tzaddikim were not to have any hesach hadas in davening, even just smiting, can take a tzaddik out of his space. It's because we don't know what to daven, so all of our tefillahs nowadays are bechinas katnas ameichem. We're a state of katnas. We're a dor kasa. Dor kata. But the Indian of his body, this means, and that's why it's particular to Tisha B'Av, is that when there's a zman of katnas, we act for katnas. And so therefore the day calls upon us to act for his body. In a certain sense, the tefillahs which take place on Tisha B'Av, therefore, they go back door. They don't go up as we would conventionally consider them to be, they go down. And Rav Nachman says, when it comes to his bodidus bechlal, he's ma'ir us to do his bodidus by saying that there's an idea that the ways of tefillah, which is the ways that all tefillahs go up, the sitra achra, they wait by those ways. It's like the listim, like the robbers, the armed robbers, they know the way, the conventional ways that people travel, so they wait there in order to rob the tefillahs from going up, to take the shefa and the Ketusha for themselves. So Rav Nachman says, somebody who's a Chacham, he paves a way back door to be able to go. He can make a Derech Chadash in Tefillah. And when a person is misbaided, because he says that all the Tefillahs of David were all behisbaidedis, and he paved a new Derech HaTefillah called the Derech of Tehillim. And every Jew could do the same thing. If he's Ma'ir and Akud is David within himself, he can make his own Tefillahs. Like the Ramchal created a whole Sefer called Tefillahs Ramchal. These were his Baidedis that he had with Hashem. This is the secret of that which it says in the Megillah of Eicha. It says, Darchi Tzion Avelos, that the ways of Tzion are Avelos, which means that the conventional Darchi HaTzvila are Avelos, and nothing goes up today. That they're misabil on the Tzvilas, which normally go up. So what a person does on Tisha B'Av is that he sends up, and throughout the 3 weeks, is that he sends up Tzvilas back door. Perhaps we could say that this is Merum, is in the Kavanas of the Ari, again, because it's Yortzeit today. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that the Shem Havaya has what's called Tumuros. Tumuros Shemos. That if you take the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shem of Rachamim, so the letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei are Tes Dalid Hey Dalid. And he says that when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Magin Avraham, you have to be Mechavin to the letters before the Shem Havaya. And when you come to the Baruch of Mechaya Mesin, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mesin, so the letters after the Shem Havaya are Chav Vav Zayin Vav. And you have to be mechav in that chain when you say Hashem mechaya mezi. He says, and the letters of Atbash, the Atbash of the Shem Havaya is Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. And when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel Hakadosh, you're mechav in that. And that comes up again when you say Ritzei. You have to be mechav in this with a little bit more. And when you say Sim Shalom again, so in the beginning, in the middle, the end of davening, you have to be ma'ira these three names, which are called the Tmurois. Tmura means like the opposite, the backside of the Shem Havaya. So the Oimek Advarim, as to the way that the Arizal says, is that the Shem Havaya has to be Meir and to be Mamtik, to shed a light onto these tefillos. But perhaps, Al Pi Darkeinu, we can say Pshat means, is that you have to go back door. That the conventional way of sending up tefillos through the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is not going to work now. Dar Chitzi and Avelas. Sakreisim en Lanach Mi'avar Tefillah. But to go back door, the letters before, the letters after, the letters behind the Shem Havaya. This is the avenues that tefillahs go up during these 3 weeks. It's the bechina of revach v'hatzala yamu la'yehudim mimakom acher. Alashem merisim espi, merisim is alashem tmur. That from that avenue that the gates were closed, you can find an opening in the back door. And so therefore, all the tefillahs which we daven, they're a bechina of a derech chadash, a back door, in order that tefillah should be neskava during this time. This idea of hisvodidus, which we all associate with Rav Nachman and Breslov, and I mention this particularly because Camp Hask is a very perfect place for, at least a condition for such an beautiful environment for such an avoda. Again, Rav Nachman wasn't mechadish his bodidus, which means speaking to Hashem in your normal jargon. Tzaddikim would do that all the time. Nobody ever became great without having a lingo with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu one-on-one in your own shprach. The chiddush of Rav Nachman, Lanias Daiti, at least the way that the Breslovers would say, I guess, in the chiddush of his bodhidus of Rav Nachman, is that normally one of the bechinas, one of the maila of his bodhidus, of course, is that it's in a state of meichin dekatnus, when things are very low, when the times are low, when I'm low, I speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu like that. At a time that the tefillahs can't be neskabel ba'ayfin meichin dekatnus, they could be neskabel ba'ayfin meichin dekatnus. The big chiddush of Rav Nachman, though, the aura that he was megal in the world, is that normally we don't say that his bodhidus has a degree of shechina medaber mitach gerna. That's called b'meichin dekatnus. That if you know how to be mespalu b'meichin dekatnus, you can awaken and be ma'ayrer shechina medaber mitach gerna, as the tzaddikim do. Take a look at the Zera Kodesh and Parshas Vayigash. He has a beautiful avichas on this. The chiddush of Rav Nachman, though, is, as he puts it, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be misayeya you in your hisbodidus, means that you can awaken now through your hisbodidus a degree of shechina medaber mitach gerna in your own lashon. This is the chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, the man of Meichin Degadlus. The Racham HaKadosh says, in the beginning of this week's parasha, Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibri Hashem al Kol Yisrael. The Racham HaKadosh tells us that Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibri Hashem al Kol Yisrael means that Moshe Rabbeinu only spoke these words to Bnei Yisrael, meaning that the only thing Moshe Rabbeinu ever spoke with anybody was words of Torah. He only spoke Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a state of Gadlus, Meichin, all the time. We have no idea of the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. The way the Pinchas Karzer puts it in a different place is that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had the Maila, that he was always in the clouds, that he was always in a state of Meichin Degadlus. Yet, that's one way of Avodas Hashem. And then there's another way of being with the people, Me'uriv V'Mabrios. And really this corresponds to what we spoke about last night, which is this idea of Moshe and Aaron. That Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who was always in heaven. He was a Bechin of Yira. And you have Aaron who's a Bechin of Shalom. And the bringing of these two things together, of Yira, Shalom, creates Yerushalayim, which is the Bechin of Atah Reis Aladas, no matter where you are. You can put everything together. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who was always in a state of Moichin Degalus. He didn't know what it means to have Kalus. And for that reason, he lamented, like we said, Eicha Asa Ladadi, how can I do this by myself without Aaron HaKohen? I can't relate to the people. I mamish can't relate to the people. And he needed the Tzadik Tachton, who's Aaron. The Aaron was like the vehicle, the Emsai, which allowed Moshe to have a hiskashus with B'nai Yisrael. But now that there was no Aaron, then how is Moshe going to relate to them? And this Sefer Dvarim was the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had a ha'ara here now, that even in his own sprach, he was able to have a degree of Shechina Medaber Mitat Kerainai, and for that reason, it was able to be Nichla as one of the Svarim in Torah. Because if you're not Shechina Medaber Mitat Kerainai, that's not called real Torah. The fact that it's Nitzarev with the other Dalit Chalkiya Svarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu here before his death, it was already too late. It was already too late for him to come into Eretz Yisrael. He said, Veschan and Nadab in 515 filas, and there was no. The regular tefillah was closed off. Even Shechina Medaber Mitat Kerainai was closed off. And here Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over to us that there's a way, there's a chiddush of that you could be mizbaydi with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and even that is on the mind of Shechina Medaber Mitat Kerainai. But for that to work was too late already. And it could be that one of the great chiddushim of Rav Nachman is that he took this last moment chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu of Shechina Medaber Mitat Kerainai. That Moshe was zeichet to a degree of Meichid Akatnus. That for Moshe this was an aliyah for him, that he was able to go to very low places and do what lower people do. Rav Nachman took this and he made this the hallmark of his avodah. Rav Nachman said about himself that he was a Bechina Moshe Rabbeinu, had the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it could be B'derech Efshir that the reason why you know that Rav Nachman, that he had a mission to go into Eretz Yisrael at all costs. And we have literally like a play-by-play account of his travels to Eretz Yisrael, his Mesiras Nefesh to go into Eretz Yisrael. One of the reasons why he did that is he was trying to bring in the Neshama of Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. And he understood that the way that Moshe Rabbeinu tried to go into Eretz Yisrael was B'derech Moichin Degalus didn't work. And so he was Mechadish, this new way, which he saw from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, of Shechina Medaber Mitat Kerainai, B'Oif and Moichin Degalus, that way you can go in. And that's why he was Mechadish this avenue in his Baididus. And at all costs, he went in. And this idea, this way of Rav Nachman, that at all costs to go, and to go, and to go, which he calls like a maisenaris, like you act like a nar. That no matter what's in your way, you're still going to push through. Like you see the way teenagers are. That no matter what's stopping them in their way, they have an azis to kedusha that they're going to go. They're going to go, no matter what the answer is, they're going to go. That also comes from a meichin dekanas. But if it was a meichin dekanas, where the Meichin Degadlus were Nislavish in the Meichin Degadlus. That I'm not going to take no for an answer because I really know Hashem wants me to go. That's really the Oymek Advarim that comes from a Meichin Degadlus. That you push no matter what, and even in your Sprach, which is the Meichin Degadlus, the Gadlus is Nislavish within the Meichin Degadlus. And he says, that's the way that Moshe would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that's the way I'm going to bring Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. This was the personal mission of Rav Nachman, to bring Moshe into Eretz Yisrael, to bring the Gula. There's an idea we have in the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar and the Jashus Behen. So kol davar shiyatza min haklal, lo la'am min alatzmi yatza, ela la'akal, kulo yatza. But something which was part of the klal and comes out, doesn't come just to teach about itself, but it comes to teach about everything. And it's true as it pertains to here as well, that this chiddush of Rav Nachman, of having a hisbodidus that Hashem is misayeyu, to have shechina medaber mitat kerainai, wasn't just something which he taught for himself, he taught it to the whole world. What this means with the Derech Pnimi is the Ari HaKadosh tells us that on Erev Shabbos, every single Jew has a Hisnaitetz of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Ari says, Mizmor Shir Liyam HaShabbos is Rosh Tevas LeMoshe. It's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu returns the crowns of Bnei Yisrael last at Har Sinai. But every single Jew is Zeichet to a Nekuda, to his Galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. At that moment of Mizmor Shir Liyam HaShabbos, which Alpi Halacha, you bring in Shabbos then. And that's when Moshe comes to greet you. This is what's called the segula on Erev Shabbos, that every single person is zeicha to be megala his own personal dekuda Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that the years until Mashiach comes is 6,000 years. And us being in the 6,000th year, we're holding in a bechin of Erev Shabbos, mamish at the zman of Kabbalah Shabbos, which means to say right now that Kabbalah Shabbos, that we're going out to greet the Mashiach Tzidkenu, to greet that light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a hisnoititzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu at this man of Erev Shabbos within each and every one of us. That every single one of us, and this man now of Erev Shabbos before Mashiach, there's a hisnoititzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu within each and every one. And that's very apropos based on what the tzaddikim say, Mashahayu Hushia, which we know as Roshet Tevis Moshe Dezayah tells us, that the final door, which is our door right now, is really the first door. That we are the door Hadeya. That door of Moichid the Godless that Moshe Rabbeinu led them with, this idea of Netzach, HaMoshe, of Nitzachon, of to go up and never to stop going up. That we come to be mashlim that in the Nevoida of Moichid the Katnus. Because there's no Shlemus without Katnus and Godless together. So right now, at this time in history, that we're in a very low state, we come to be mashlim, the Neshamas of that door Hadeya, that we are working, that we are the Talmidim of Moshe, we have the Hisnoititzitz of Moshe Erev Shabbos. So Rav Nachum was mechadesh, lo lelamed al atzmo yatzah, makal kula yatzah. That if a person, he embraces the Savaida of his Baidudis in a way that he can be ma'ir the Shechina medamim b'tach groinai, he can bring Moshe into Rabbeinu with Eretz Yisrael, not just the one that he brought in, which was the kloliest to go on, but the nekuda of Moshe, which each and every one of us have inside of us, we can bring that into Eretz Yisrael. And that in the same way he did b'kloliest, we can bring that nekuda of Moshe in by embracing his Baidudis, ba'ayif and Shechina medamim b'tach groinai. That's really the chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu is mechadish when he says Vayeschanan El Hashem. Vayeschanan means, the reason why we read Vayeschanan after Tisha B'Av is Vayeschanan means tefillah. The gates of tefillah which were now closed are now open again. But it means that there's a chiddush that Moshe was mechadish, that is mechadish now at this time that we're in Oifin and Moshe B'Kadnas during Tisha B'Av. And that's exactly what the Navi says in Nachamu, that Yeshaya says. Listen to the words very carefully. Nachamu, Nachamu, Am, Yemar Alakechem. Hashem wants to give us a Nachama. And Hashem says, listen to these words. This is the third pasuk in Nachamu. It says, Kol Kori Bamidbar. There is a voice which is calling from the desert. Panu Derech Hashem. It says, open, make a new way of Hashem. Yashu Ba'arava Mesila Lelokeinu. Form new inroads. New Mesilois. V'nigle Kvayt Hashem. Reveal the covenant of Hashem, Viro Kobasa Yachtav Kipi Hashem Diber. The mouth of Hashem is speaking. What the Navi is telling us is that this idea of Kol Kari Bamidbar, that you're calling out in places where there was never Kriyas there before. You make a new Mesila Lelokein to you, Panu Derech Hashem. You make new inroads, new avenues in Tzvila. But even that, it's not in a low state, that it's not in the higher state of Shechina Medamim B'Tach Groinai. Even that is Shechina Medamim B'Tach Groinai. That's called Kipi Hashem Dider. That Hashem is speaking. This is the Chiddush of Sefer Dvarim. But this is the Chiddush that on Tisha B'Av, that when we sit on the floor, like a Pirchas Karta says, if you want something really badly, this is Mamish the Eis Ratzon to ask Hashem. It defies. That every single Jew can have a hisnetzitzitz of Moshe, but the words of his bride that Shechina medaber mitarek gana. On the way here, Alex, not on the way here, but this morning, when Alex came to come get me this morning, so he didn't realize what he was telling me. I already had, since last night, thoughts about sharing this idea with the Chevah this morning. So out of the blue, Mamish, he tells me that, you know, do you know a Jew named Yossi Mendelovich? Yossi Mendelovich, one of the refuseniks in Russia. It was chus to have him at Landers a couple years ago to come speak to us. Alex was saying that he had this chus to take him home one day, and either he asked or somebody else asked. He asked him, he said, how was it that in Russia you were able to survive in such conditions? You can't even be massacred with torture. So he said, the truth is, the way that I did it is that I would always speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd say, Hashem, you love me, I love you, Hashem. He's both of this, that's what it means. It's mamish. Mamish in times like that, what pulls a Jew through is that when he feels like he has nothing because the gates of Tfilah are closed and all the madrigas are closed and all the meichin, the godless, all the godless is closed. So you embrace his prejudice, which in a certain sense is Mamish the highest. Moshe Rabbeinu waited his whole life to give over a Tfilah like this, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his own Lashon. Hila Hadar Moshe Dibur Moshe. Is it the simple words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke? Shkini Medama Mitech Goyne. Living in a tkufa now where, you know, there's different tkufas that we go through in history. You have tkufas of Pesach, you have tkufas of Shavuos, tkufas of Sukkot, tkufas of Chanukah. This door, this tkufa before Mashiach comes is a tkufa of Tisha B'Av, and it's mamish Tisha B'Av everywhere. Not just because of the Churban of the Shoah, but we're living in a time now that everything in terms of spiritual world, spiritual life, is mamish and Churban. And we're making strides to build that. You know, halavai we should be able to build. It's mamish zman of Tisha B'Av. You can't walk in the streets without seeing Dvarim Tmeim, especially in the summer where Tisha B'Av falls out on. It's mamish. The Tisha B'Av all around us in terms of the krivus and the apokrisis. And the zman of Tisha B'Av calls for us in this tkufa of world to embrace this mahalach of how would you respond in the zman of Meched HaKatnas? How to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way, but not in a way where Chas V'Shalom is a low way, that we can bring together the Shechina Medavim B'Tach Goyna at this time, which is the Mechid the Godless, even in simple words. Ki Pi Hashem Dibeh. This is the Avodah of Tisha B'Av itself, and this is the Avodah Mamish, this whole Tkuf of the world, which is what we're living in, which is the Tkuf of Tisha B'Av. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. The new inroads that we pave in Tfilah, these ways, the Tfilahs should go up, they should go down, they should all be niskabel, no matter which way they're niskabel, they should be niskabel, and all the old ways, the Dachit Tzvin Avela should be Drachim of Smechim, the Sasim of Binyan Yerecha, to see the Binyan, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'simachtem be-based Tfilasi, that the Bayis Shlishi will not be called just a stamped based Tfilah, it'll be called based Tfilasi, out of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could call his home, he could have called it the based Torah, could have called it the based Chesed. Hashem has a pe'er, a special pe'er, that the Bayis Shlishi will be called Beis Tfilasi. And the Gemara says, not just a Stam Beis Tfilah. That's for the Chola'amim. Beis Tfilah Yikari the Chola'amim. It'll call the Beis Tfilah for everybody else. But for the Yidin, Beis Tfilasi. V'simachtem be-Beis Tfilasi. This is the place that I daven. This is the Gili of the Bayis Shlishi more than anything else. Is that when a Jew davens, Hashem davens in his mouth. And Shabbat should give us that Tzchus, that Madrega, that very low Madrega, which is very high. People to daven a tefillah like that, we should be zeichet to see how viyotim and how kachet, we see machlim, we see tefillah, we be as God tzedek, and hey, Rav Yameinu, Amen.